All right. Welcome to the call, everybody. Thank you for being here tonight. I'm honored to accept Tim Darnell's request for me to host this call. So thank you, Tim. My name is Alicia Klink, and we're just going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to guess talk a little bit about myself and go from there. So I am a mom of three, busy mom of three. I do work at home now with Isogenics. I have my youngest home with me. So I have been through the many jobs, and I've always wanted to help people. So the last thing I did was I went back to school and became a respiratory therapist because that's, you know, I felt like I needed to help people, and that's what made me feel good. So that's what I went back and did. And then soon after that, I realized that, you know, just was not much money there, a whole bunch of work, and, you know, not being with my kids and stuff. And anyway, finally, Isogenics came around, and that is where I'm at now. So I'm so grateful for it because I can stay home now, be with my kids, and it has been amazing. So I want to talk a little bit about what, you know, what I feel that a big thing with network marketing and, you know, building your business and this and that. And I feel like, you know, one of the biggest things is your personality. I feel like, you know, people look, you're the walking billboard for what you do and what you have. And if I don't like somebody or they come across me and not, you know, so nice or whatever, you don't really want to buy what they have or be in business with them, you know. So I feel like that's just huge. And I feel like you should, you know, be kind to everyone, you know, love everybody, no matter who they are. It's not easy sometimes, but anyhow, sorry. So, I heard something the other day that I thought was really cool, and I thought I'd share it with you. Somebody said that your smile is your logo, and your personality is your business card, and how you leave others feeling after an experience with you is your trademark. Just a minute, please.
Oh, we love you, Alicia. You're doing beautiful, sweetie. So personal to go so deep.
Yeah, I do apologize. Just lots of roughness going on right now, and it just, you know, everything's not always perfect when you have to build your business. But you know, family and everything. You juggle it all. So anyway, I'll move on, and I apologize. Okay, so let me get into personality. As y'all are loving this one right now, I'm sure. And number one, I have four things that I kind of want to talk about with personality. And number one is enthusiasm. Being enthusiastic, are you enthusiastic with, you know, when you talk about your business and when you, you know, talk about Isogenics, are you showing the true joy that you get from, you know, sharing the products and using the products? Do you get excited? You need to get excited. You need to share everything you can, you know, put it Facebook Live, do videos, do pictures, you know, show this, what you love about this, because it is the best thing that you can share with people. Number two is motivation. Are you motivated? And that's another hard one. You know, you can't always, you know, sometimes it's really hard to be self-motivated. You're not at a job where the boss is right there on you telling you what to do. You are your own boss. So self-motivation is the key to being productive in your business. And, you know, have you ever noticed that self-motivated people seem to just burn from within like fire that fuels them for their passion, you know, their passion for what they truly love and do. And, you know, for me, that's isogenic. It is my passion. That's, I mean, love it. Number three is confidence. You know, be confident and know in your heart that you are with the best company and you have the best products. Here's something that something to think about that I heard from Susan Sly the other day. And she said, what we are giving has a greater value than what we are receiving in return. And that's just huge. I'll say that again. What we are giving has a greater value than what we are receiving in return. And, you know, and it's true. You know, you're giving such a gift to somebody. You know, if you're making $50 or you're making this or that, that's nothing compared to what you're doing for that person. And so that really, I guess that really spoke to me because, you know, sometimes, you know, you feel like I don't want to ask them to do this. I don't want to bother them with this. But it's not, you know, you're giving them more than they could ever give you back, you know, for that. So that's just a great thing to think about. The fourth thing is consistency. It's this can also be a hard one at times, even when you're really passionate, you still have to kick yourself in the tail sometimes because you might be going through rough times or, you know, something, you know, when your business, it goes up and down, especially in this business. That's one thing about it is, you know, it's really tough at times, but then once you get to a certain point, the tough times aren't near as bad as they used to be, you know. You just get past those. And you still struggle. We all still struggle, but you'll get past them. And one of the biggest keys to consistency is focus. You got to stay focused on the task. You know that you just have to stay focused. And to be consistent, you've got to stay focused. I feel like 20% of you know what you're doing is responsible for 80% of your success. If you think of it like that, I mean, that's amazing. You know, just stay focused, keep doing what you're doing, and your success is going to be so much greater than, you know, than that. So a lot of the things that I do to help keep me in consistency is I set some weekly goals. I really like to know, you know, write down what you're going to do that week. Try to hit your goals. If you have, you know, issues with that or you're not hitting goals, you're not writing down goals, then find you somebody to help you. When I first was going for executive, I had a friend that kept me accountable weekly. You know, every Sunday night, I had to text her my goals for the week. And if she thought that that they were good enough, then she'd go with it. If they weren't, then she'd make me do more. And those were not easy times. You know, there was a lot of tough times doing that, too, and that made me mad and this and that. But, you know, it was worth it, every bit of it. You just gotta push through it. And but knowing that, you know, sometimes I'd do something and it'd be like I'd think out of my league and I'd hit it. Or I might not hit it, but at least I tried, you know. So you gotta have goals, something to work for weekly, and that helps. Another thing that I like to do is invite people to the Wednesday night opportunity call. You know, every Wednesday the corporate has an opportunity Zoom call, and you know you may not get any responses back from it, but put it out there. Invite as many people as you can think that have ever asked you about it. Invite them to the call. It's isogeniczoom.com every Wednesday night at 7 Central or 8 Standard Time. Eastern Time, sorry. and I just like talked, I know, super fast through that, but those are just some key things. And, you know, it was personality, you know, and I'll say that other one again because you probably didn't even hear it because I was messed up, but the personality, the one, like what I wrote to remember is your smile is your logo, your personality is your business card, and how you leave others feeling after an experience with you is your trademark. And I just feel like that's really powerful. It's really powerful. So that is most of what I have tonight. And everybody knows about the Wednesday opportunity call. And also, if you guys are, don't know if you're doing the text or the Isogenics business, if you've subscribed to that text or not. If you haven't, then the text number is 88588. And then you'll type in, on the text, you'll type in action, USPR. So it's ACTION, U as in umbrella, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, R as in Robert. So action, USPR, and text that to 88588. And you will get business text from them. I got one the other day with like a sheet for March, and then it has a calendar for March, and you can print them off, and has all the events that are going on in March too. So that's helpful. I think it was called a March action sheet and calendar. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the call to any questions because I just went really fast and I apologize. Anybody there? Anybody want to ask a question?
This is Clara, and I would like for you to repeat again this action you are, what we put in back. I found that really helpful.
Like the value, what we are giving, that one?
The one that we can get the business.
Alicia, I think she means the announcement you made about the new program.
The text?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so the number that you text to is 88588.
Right.
And then you type in on as like you're texting it, action, USPR.
USPR?
Yes, USPR. Umbrella Sam, Paul, Robert.
Thank you. Appreciate your information.
Thank you.
Alicia, it's Mary. Because you had us muted, I'm quite sure there were a number of us that were calling out to you with encouragement for being so vulnerable and pushing through. I'm just so proud of you. This was an awesome call. And Thank you. The smile, our posture, the way that we leave people feeling, the matter of being a walking billboard and persistency, all of the call information for staying on track, including the text. Really, really super duper. I love working with you. You are such a leader. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate you. You're awesome.
I'm getting Alicia. There.
Go ahead. Does someone else want to talk? Okay. Can you hear me, Alicia?
Yes, go ahead, Roseanne.
Okay. Yeah, I tell you, what you talked about tonight was so perfect because, you know, I'm such a believer that people by us. I think that is such an important statement for all of us to understand. I had a situation last week where I did talk to some people about this, that, you know, we can say all the wrong things when our attitude's right. And people do buy us. It's just amazing. And I feel like, you know, over the last few years that I've been doing this, when I first started out, you know, I just didn't have the right attitude. I didn't have the right personality. And so I know for many of us, we have to grow into that. And so I really appreciate what you talked about tonight. It was just right on for me. So thank you so much. And I want to say, too, thank you for sharing your heart. I know you're going through some pretty tough things right now. You know, it takes a lot of guts to get out there and share yourself when you're vulnerable. So thank you so much for that. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you, Roseanne. Anybody else?
This is Margaret. Thank you, Alicia. I think that you had some very good points, and I took lots of notes. And I appreciate you and your vulnerability.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Did Tim probably hung up on me. Are you still there, Tim?
I'm here.
Okay, just making sure.
You're doing great.
All right, so I don't know what else to go over here. I ran through that entirely too fast. I apologize, but you want me to go through the 4 points again, just to name them off?
Or? Yeah.
Okay, so I'll wrap that up and just, you know, your personality. I go, you know, enthusiasm, one, motivation, two, three would be, you know, confidence, and that's a real big one. Four is consistency and staying focused within all that, and, you know, having your goals and, you know, finding someone to help you be accountable. That is huge, because you can be there for each other, and you know, sometimes you feel alone in this business. And, you know, not that you don't have other people, because I'm saying you do have people to reach out to, but, you know, they say, what am I going to do this week? And, you know, you've got to be motivated, and you got to be consistent, and, you know, have those people that you can call and say, hey, help me. I need some goals this week. Does this sound good? And, you know, that kind of thing, and what you're working for. And you got to be working for something, not just putting it out there. So, well, I appreciate everybody being on the call tonight, and I know it was a quick one, but I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thank you,
Alicia.
Great job.
Thank you, Alicia. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.